Today's Tens on Duty are the Israel groups, Chaver, Ashdod, and Ra'anana, and the right of speech goes to Ashdod. Ashdod, go ahead, please. First of all, we would like to give thanks, the Israeli groups, to give thanks for the duty to be the Ten on Duty on Friday. We today are one day before the African Congress as a part of an amazing preparation for the Great Congress, and it is truly, I really don't remember such a preparation, so structured, so built into parts, and giving the feeling of responsibility that whatever we have to do towards the world. So, indeed, we are at the opening of the morning lesson, which is our greatest opportunity to open up our hearts towards each other and give the reforming light, let the reforming light enter between us and pass it on to the whole world, because the world needs it. So, it is truly a great privilege, and we would like to pass it on to our friends in Hevel to continue the preparation. Good morning. We will read a chapter from Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaf shall also not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Again, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And we're moving on to the Ra'anana group. Good morning, a question for a workshop. How do I awaken the joy for the Congress in the Ten and in the World Kli? Again, how do I awaken joy for the Congress in the Ten and in the World Kli?
Good morning.
First of all, it's a very focused Congress. I believe that we're talking about the African Congress. So it's going to have two lessons, and through them we somehow have to go through all of the different states. So we will simply gather together, invest in connection, and that already will create an awakening for all of the friends. Yes, joy. We have an opportunity to gather and ask for the friends, for the group, for Africa, and for the whole world. Can we have more joy than that? Yes, it makes us happy that such special parts join us. And every time I see them, I'm really impressed from the Creator. But what is more joyful is that the friends gather for the morning lesson. We heard yesterday how important is the physical gathering for the evening lesson, for the morning lesson, hearing the Kabbalists, hearing the sources, and out of that light we should bring the true joy. They say the joy comes out of good deeds, deeds of bestow. We don't know what bestow is yet, but we do know what does it mean to try to annul before the friends, to try to work in the ten together, and indeed any opportunity that we have to take ourselves and put ourselves in the ten, like in this lesson, it truly brings great joy, not only to us, but I guess all over the world. I now remember the previous Congress we had in Asia, and it was a surprise, I think, to all of us, because suddenly we felt a new, strong kli, which is attached to us, and I think that here it will be at least that much. We should be happy that we have congresses of this kind. We can call them mirror congresses because it puts a mirror before our face and it shows us how much more we're lacking in order to feel the complete kli, how much more we're lacking in order to truly develop concern from all of our heart to all of the friends. Whenever new desires are revealed, it very much gives us joy and inspiration. And now, maybe all of the new friends we will see in a Congress, all the friends will be new friends, so without a doubt, it's going to be very happy, very exciting, and heartwarming. And the good deeds that bring us joy is anything that we do together. I think the very preparation is so powerful and everyone is connected. So that's exactly the reason for the joy that we're working together. What do we expect? How do we include more and more of the guys? I see how my friends care that there would be joy in the kli, in whatever they do on a daily basis, even before the Congress started or even the preparation of the Congress. And to that they even add, whether if it is in training, in writing books, in design, sound, anything. Each friend here invests everything that he can, and this gives confidence to the friends. Silent workshop. We compose a prayer in the tent together, with which we will enter from the preparation to the lesson. Again, we compose together a prayer in the tent, with which we enter from the preparation to the lesson. It's a silent workshop. Sorry, I guess it's a question for an active workshop. So we compose together a prayer in the ten, with which we will enter the lesson from the preparation. That all the friends will have the strength to be above the burdening of the heart, adhere to the connection between us, and in general, to this whole process that we are now entering. And that it will be for the friends. Ask of the Creator for the friends, so that each one will have the strength to draw the light, so that his lesson will pass on to the entire Kli, the entire world. Yes, that he will give us the strength to adhere to him in each and every state, when we fall, when we get up, that we will be with him and have the strength to ask for the friends, that each friend will have the strength to ask from the Creator. That all of us together will succeed in being a pipeline for the light that Rav is passing, trying to pass to the whole world, that we will be the right conduit, a ready conduit for everything that is about to happen in the next few hours. Because this is actually the center of our life each and every morning. That we will have concern about the advancement and the adhesion of each and every friend, first of all, more than concern for myself. That the prayer will come out of our heart, and that indeed we will want to ask only for connection between us. That all of the friends from Africa will be able to connect, that the internet will work for them, that they will be able to hear and see each other and us, and we will be able to hear and see them, and we will get inspiration from each other and increase the connection. That all the friends from all the world will connect.